Don't be afraid to let it out. No matter what people talk about you, talk about you. Do what you gotta do. This is what it comes down to, folks. One more time. Ah. Easy.
Don't be afraid to let it out.
It's go time.
No matter what people talk about.
They're going to talk about you.
About you.
They're talking about me, but now is my time to respond.
Talk about you.
But why am I responding? I'm not reacting. I'm responding. Let's go. Because I've been doing what I need to do. Let's go. Get excited.
There's dancing inside of your power. You need to be a fighting dancer. Are you kidding? This is a summit right here. I gotta tell you, let's run it. I gotta tell you this. Boom! You're inside the Elevate Barbados radio show live each and every Saturday right here on Carb Voice Radio at 12 p.m. Eastern. We're going hot inside of Wilmington, Delaware. Next weekend is going to be on fire. Umile Hale. There's a Padmore in this band. Yeah! Oh yeah, I'm telling you, you don't want to play with this. This is some high power moment coming up. Like I said, inside of next weekend, we are going to have a very special time in Wilmington, Delaware. Shaping the future, connecting markets and building prosperity. With the 14th Pan-African Global Trade and Investment Conference, PACTIC, at Hilton Wilmington, Christiana, Wilmington, Delaware, September the 17th to the 20th. That's next weekend. Come join us. For more information, visit PAGTIC.com for more information and details. We've got so many things that are happening in the interim for what is about to happen. I'm going to give you a big Bajan surprise momentarily on who is going to be in the building as a performer. You're going to love it. I'm just going to give you a little hint, okay, as we move through today, and bring it to the center of the room a little bit later on. But this morning, I want to talk to you about the power inside of you. Are you a fighting dancer? Are you? You see, when I listened to that song, The Power Inside of You, I started thinking, where are we going in our life? What are we really truly doing with our life? Are we subscribing to the original way of God's will in our spirit and our mind and in our body? Or are we subscribing to poor behavior? And I'd like to say something. One of the things that I recognize about every single thing I do is not what I do or how I do it. It always comes down to my why. Why am I doing it? What is the motive for me doing it? And, you know, each and every day I get information coming to me left, right, center, from the left field, the right field, from innuendos, from suppositions, from reality, from fake news, and all of these pieces. And I say, you know what? Now's the time to get excited about what you're able to do. Because if you are not a person that runs away from challenges, but you know your original way of power inside of your life is governed by your understanding of self-worth and value, that's where you have to begin. Because we were taught so many different things in our entire life, we have to ultimately make that decision on who we truly are. But we need enough evidence to support the notion of what it is that we're going to do. We have to qualify our why in each and every single thing that we do every day, because that is the order of things. Each and every time someone comes to you, they want you to qualify yourself in front of them. Whether it's a relationship, whether it's a sponsorship, whether it's a grant that you're writing, it doesn't matter. They're asking you to qualify yourself. And my word to you is, are you utilizing the power inside of you? Are you? Because if you take a second look, and this is the first question that I ask people each and every time, because why? I ask myself that question the first time I ask myself a question. Orby, who are you and why are you here? Why do you think you have the audacity to be different from your circumstance? And I said, you know what? I'm not responsible for my circumstance. Maybe part and parcel because I lacked the information. I lacked the pre-qualified intel that I needed to become the true power that I truly am. Because that is not something that just applies to the obster. It applies to each and every Bajan that I know across the universe. But we are caught many times inside of that one moment in life that we experience on each and every chattel house in Barbados. Each and every chattel house in Barbados was birthed with chattel windows, louvers, as we would call them. But then they went ahead and did something really ignorant. They called them jealousies, the jealousy's window. And there's more to this conversation, but I'm not going to go so deep. I'm going to go middle ground today because that is what is required of us. We got to go middle ground if we're going to shape prosperity. We have to understand the value of the power inside of each one of us. And it doesn't just apply to us. It applies to each and every person across the world. But why am I talking about Barbados particularly today? Because this is the Elevate Barbados radio show. I birthed this vision based on everyday lessons to encourage values. Encourage values. That you can learn how to develop and manage the equity called self-worth. I didn't just get up one morning and say I want to do this because I want to be a DJ or I want to be a radio personality. I want to be a public speaker. This thing was birthed inside of me from the very beginning. And I only reflected more on it in the last week because I was on CBC talking a little bit about it and I got so many wonderful responses from across the globe, even as far as Uganda, you know, Tanzania. And you guys have been impact players in these nations and don't even know it. This is what gets me. That is part of the power inside of you. When you get in a plane and you take off and you go flying across the globe, you penetrate market spaces each and every day across the planet and no one is talking to anyone. So there's no marketing, there's no media, no communication. And here we are. Ha ha! Shaping the future. So I'm going to say this to you. There goes that silence. There goes that darkness. Let's bring it home. Now, when we're talking about shaping the future, we have to look at the present. We can't get to the future unless we look at the present. So what is your mindset in the present? How does your power revolve around purpose? How does it generate value? How does it navigate the systems? How do you develop the skills, the skill set to be relatable to your own self with your mindset and then carry that favor over to another person in your space? How do you do that? And why should you do that? The power inside of you requires it. Because on the other side of the dome, the people who act as believers, people who say, I'm a Christian, people who say, I believe in God. God has the same problem you do. Can't force you to love. You have that power and authority in your life in real time. Not in a religious dogma conversation. In real time. You are supposed to be the most joyful person on the planet, Barbados. We have a prime minister that I say is going hypersonic. Yes, she gets blamed by people. She gets blamed by her cabinet. She gets blamed by herself. Why? Because that is part and parcel of the course. It doesn't matter who you are, what you say. Even now as I speak, I will be blamed for something, somewhere, somehow, by someone who doesn't understand what I'm saying. The last time I got into a conversation, someone said to me, you're just trying to promote yourself. And I said, I beg to differ. Why? Because I'm not asking for a favor from you. I'm asking you to pre-qualify my offer and the value that I bring into the room that will benefit you so you can go ahead and live a better life even than I'm living because I'm not jealous of you. I want to know that if I plant a seed inside of you, that it grows tremendously and builds more wealth than I can even attain for myself. Why? Because that is the heart of a father. A father figure wants to know that their child, children, friends, relatives, and neighbors are out there in the field of endeavor playing and earning and becoming that which is better than themselves. So I'm excited today. I'm always excited. I just don't show it because I have to manage my emotional moment. the speakers, international speakers, pivot point speakers, have to be respected for who they are because they live the course of the power inside of them. And I'm asking you to live the power inside of you each and every day. But it starts with you beginning to take steps to understand your value. So how do we get going? Last week and this week, someone said, I will tell you everything you need to know and what you need to do, but I won't show you the why unless you pay. The how. I will not show you the how unless you pay. And I said, that's a fair assumption. But how does power play a role in that? Now that in itself, that one comment, that one decision to not share the how is a power play and a powerful decision. Because if you don't understand your why when you step into any situation or college, for example, when you're going into college, you have to know your why. Why are you going to school? That was the first thing I had to ask myself. And interestingly enough, I decided to go to college while I was working in the court system in New York City. But that was not the preamble. I met a lady many years prior to working in the court system who I did a little skit with in the Coliseum at an event. And I played the role of an old man. And when I played that role, my character was so perfect. People said after the play, we didn't even know that was you. You're a great actor, man. And I said, yeah, it was an emotional moment for me too. And then one of the players was going to this school. She was actually a woman pioneer at that school, one of the first members of that college. It started out as a college for women. And I found it interesting because the synergy of names showed up in my space in terms of who founded the college, you know, Aubrey, Audrey. And I said, let me think about that. So then many years later, after this conversation happened, because back then it was the College for Human Services, and I'm not doing any promotion. I'm telling you a little bit about my history and what developed the power within me in terms of an educational formula. And back then, I wasn't even thinking about anything except getting my GPA up and running and keeping it moving. And also learning what was necessary. So I went into the college after I read an article in Black Enterprise magazine. Isn't that interesting? Turns out the Black Enterprise magazine, the foundation of Faith and Substance and serious development of that magazine was funded by a Barbadian. And his son now runs it, of course, for the last 30 plus years. But if that article did not appear in that magazine and I didn't decide to read that magazine that day, I would not have gone to college after that first conversation that led to the second conversation. And then the second conversation led me to going and registering. And when I sat down at intake, I said, I like the energy behind what you guys are teaching. I'm going to take it. It wasn't a well-known college back then from what I remember or recall rather. But I decided that I'm going to go in and I'm going to satisfy the requirement and get started. Interesting, isn't it? Same thing happened, the power inside of me. The power inside of me shows up as a lion because I went to St. George Secondary School in Barbados. And they said to me, and I repeated it on television last week, And I'm going to repeat it here again because I haven't had a chance to go back and watch my own interview, but I'm going to do it sometime this weekend because other people find it fascinating. And now that they find it fascinating, I'm even more fascinated to go back and listen to myself because you're the author and finisher of what you started in the conversation. And it's important that when you write a book, whether it's an audio book, a speech, or whatever you do, that you go back and you read what you wrote for gestation pieces. If you can ingest what you said that people become empowered by, then that is also part of the power within you. That's what makes your voice a vitality element in the universe. Man, you got to get excited about this stuff. I'm going to pause for a minute and come back because I like to integrate the music and the conversation. I want to thank each and every independent artist in Barbados and across the Caribbean for sending me and giving me permission to play your music because I have a surprise coming up for you in 2026. And I hope each and every one of you will have the opportunity to join me here in Atlanta for what will be the first Elevate Entrepreneur Music Summit. Okay, and there's a long history to that, a long history to the gestation for that. The Elevate Entrepreneur Music Summit. All right, now why is it going to be a summit instead of a conference? Because we're going to deal with the reality of a lot of the things and that you have been through and going through and how we can create a restoration process for what you went through so that you can build out, as Ishko would say, restoration. And we're going to give God a true blessing in terms of us understanding ourselves. Because when we understand ourselves and we can reach out and say, Lord God, forgive me, help me, strengthen me, and it becomes that becomes a power move in itself. That's part of the power inside of you to go for restoration. Here we go. Don't forget to go to pagtic.com. Sign up, sign on, and become part of the conference coming up in Wilmington, Delaware next weekend. Check it out. Get your hotel. Come on, it's lock and loaded, and when I come back, I'll be telling you who's going to be in the building. We're restoring a lot of things. We're restoring a lot of things inside the 14th Pan-African Global Trade and Investment Conference coming your way. Shaping the future, we are rocking and rolling. Log on and locked into pagtic.com for more information and details. Because I know where my help comes from. It comes from. And there is nothing that's Yeah, I'm telling you. Yeah, keep us on the lock. We're gonna have Kim Derrick joining us on next weekend. Tell a friend, bring a friend, send a friend. Don't forget to log on tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Virtuosity TV. Oh yeah. Yeah, you can't make this stuff up. You just got to hold on and believe and understand the value of what we do. Here we go. Let's go for a pause for a moment and let you learn a few things. Huh? When you are talking about your soul and soul music, Kim Derrick is one of Barbados' most powerful songbirds. And I'm going to give you a little bit of taste of her before I start to talk, because I know that she's fresh off of Captains of Industry 2 seasons 3 weeks ago and made history at the Cobb International Cultural Festival. And the journey continues into this moment with her starting her own podcast. I'm very excited about that. But one of the things that I know about her is that she is very, very humble, very smart, and very humble and very connected as an authentic individual. And I can't say enough about that. The only thing I can do for you right now is to give you a little taste of her song, I Belong to You. Are you ready for it?
Baby boy, I feel this love I can hold it back for you. Baby, when I feel your touch, it's a rush I never knew. Anytime I feel you feel to go, all you need is to know. I will share the love, cause I can't get enough for you. Something about you just leads me to come again.
Time is over, up in this piece. Bring it, girl. That's what I'm talking about. I'm letting you know right now that Kim Derrick is not easy. Bajan for real inside the Elevate Barbados radio show. Everyday lessons, encouraging values, aspirations towards economic sustainability. And that is what the upcoming conference is going to talk about, because we're talking a lot about entrepreneurship. And we're talking about so many different things at so many different times. We forget that each and every day, we have products and services that people need, want, desire, and can afford or should be able to afford in our own marketplace. And if we have the audacity of hope in front of us, like I said, you can't get to the future without going back to the past. Because the past shows up before your future takes activity to the next level. And then that becomes a legendary journey for legacy purposes, because you want your children, friends, relatives, and neighbors within your community to be a part and parcel of that entire journey. Are you with me? You don't understand what I'm saying? Very seriously. Now, Kim Derrick is going to be with us as the Queen of Caribbean Soul and a part of the opening ceremony for the Pan-African Global Trade and Investment Conference coming up that I mentioned in Delaware, September the 17th through the 20th at the Hilton Wilmington. Okay? Now, this is going to be the 14th installment of Pan-African Global Trade and Investment Conference, and we have a lot of heavy hitters that are going to be in the building. From Dusty Baker, the World Series winning manager of the Houston Astros, legendary baseball player. We have Robert Cool Bell, you know, Cool and the Gang, LaCool Champagne, and Rory Sparrow, former NBA player, and many, many more are going to be in the building participating in this event because they're also part of the honorary chairs. Now, the chairs, this is what I talked about earlier about legacy and legendary journeys. And it's happening inside of what I call Padmoreville. You know, there's a lot of history that we need to read, understand, and digest. We have the Honorable John Carney, the mayor of the city of Wilmington in USA right here. And we also have Marcus Henry, the county executive for Newcastle County in Delaware, who are the government officials who are going to be part of this event. Now, the conference hosts are Professor Ezra Aharoni and Dr. Julius Garvey and Al Washington, Reverend Al. Hey, how you doing? So we've got a lot of people coming up, and it's a powerhouse of women in the building doing what they do as the conference executive. If I called your name wrong, sir, please forgive me. You know, I got my beige and accent rocking this morning. Alicia Clark, Africa Union of African Women and Leaders Network, Diaspora Consortium, Director of Global Partnership for the Center for Global Africa. We've got Gayla Fari, CEO and President of Iron Currency Solutions Corporation, Trade Representative for iTrade Digital, and Mary Consilla Anchong, partner of Onambele Anchong and Associates, founding president of the African Chamber of Trade and Commerce. Wow. Let me tell you something. You can't make this stuff up. And you know what? It's going to be part of the Port of Wilmington, Delaware program. There'll be a special focus, and you need to know, we'll center on African markets and entrepreneurial opportunities in furtherance of the African Growth and Opportunities Act, AGO, and the African Continental Free Trade Area in support of Africa's 50th year blueprint for transformative development known as Agenda 2063. Isn't that amazing? I was born in 1963. Now, Africa has an agenda set for 2063. Man, I know I wouldn't be around then, but I'll tell you this much. The campaign for the continent of Africa continues to grow. I remember when I was told about George Padmore and his contribution to the continent. And I smile because as I look up and I think that I was doing something new, I'm just transforming and going forward inside a legacy that was built even before my birth. So you can't get away from your legacy. You have to hook, line, and sinker dance inside of your legacy. You have to become a fighter and a dancer. So fighting, dancing is something that I do because I learned how to do that a little bit while I was learning a little bit of martial arts and so on and so forth. So it has become a blessing in disguise. Keep us on the lock. Stay tuned. We are coming your way. Yeah? With more information, news, and music as we continue inside of this hour. We're almost out of time, but we're going to keep going a little bit and continue to share a little more nuggets with you. It means stay tuned. We'll be right back.
It's your boy, Kurt Brown, a.k.a. Mr. Energy out of beautiful Barbados. And right now you're listening to CaribVoiceRadio.org, the edutainment station. Keep it locked.
I feel so alive.
Now you know I feel so alive this morning. Saturday, September the 13th. You can't make this stuff up. It's just real life. Great Barbados music. Just a quick reminder that our conference in October has been rescheduled. We're going to have new dates and times and locations. Coming up for 2026, so don't run away. Get your passport, get your papers in order. It's going to be a party festival and summit. pause right there. Who are we? What are we going to do? When are we going to do it? I've got a feeling that we're coming out with a feeling. Lead Pipe and Status in the building. I gotta tell ya, I'm feeling a feeling about some wonderful change that is coming up in this lifetime. Regardless of what the chaos looks like, I got a feeling a feeling. Get out of here. I want to remind you, as Jose Hines always said, that's right, life is beautiful.
I love it. It's beautiful, yeah. in the land and the trees all covered in their glory. See the stars in the sky as they shine so bright to tell a beautiful story. So how can I want to take my life when this life is so sweet? And how can I want to say goodbye when you gave me a voice to speak? Oh, oh, life is beautiful and life is sweet. When you wake up in the morning, I'm taking sticks, ready to make that fire. So how can I wanna take my life when this life is so
still sweet.
Sweet? And how can I wanna say goodbye when you gave me a voice to sleep? Oh, oh, life is beautiful and life is sweet. When you wake up in the morning and you start to breathe. All covered in their glory. See the stars in the sky as they shine so bright to tell a beautiful story. So how can I want to take my life when this life is so sweet? And how can I want to say goodbye when you gave me a voice to speak? Oh, oh, life is beautiful and life is sweet. When you wake up in the morning and you start to breathe.
I'm telling you. Can't make this stuff up.
Carrie Voice Radio.